A truck delivers another load of rubbish or trash to the Cateura dump in the Bañado sewer district in the south of Asunción. This is the final dumping site for an estimated 1,500 tons of solid waste, which the city produces each day. Some 85,000 people live on the margins of the dump. Many of them earn money by separating trash for the recycling industry. Plastic items are brought here to an open-air recycling facility, where they're ground into pellets that can be reused. Mother of five, Pablina Brita, supports her family by selling plastic and other materials for recycling.
You have to walk a lot to collect tins and plastic. Everything is useful. Bottles, cardboard, everything is useful. There is no other job. People of my age do not get any other job, only this one.
Thousands of people like Pablina are regularly forced to flee their homes when the Paraguay River floods. She's now living in a temporary wooden shack away from the flood zone. The Humanitarian Aid and Civil Protection Department of the European Commission, known as ECHO, supports these people through a range of programs. Pablo Torrealba works for ECHO.
It's near the river. The people live here because nobody wants to live here, because it's a flooded area normally. And so what we do is that we help them with basic things like how to organize themselves, like brigades to be able to evacuate in case of a flood. Normally here the floods are not flash floods, you have time.
People like Pablina have nowhere else to go. Aid agency Plan International works at the dump with ECHO support. His program officer, Miguel González.
The reality is that the risks these people face living here is much worse than the risk they face from being poor. These are vulnerable people, so we have to work on disaster risk reduction.
So what is the long-term future for these people?
In fact, the outlook is pretty desolate because there is not a political solution to finally deal with the problem.
At a recent UN conference in Paraguay, experts met to discuss disaster risk mitigation. Robert Glasser is the head of the UN's disaster risk agency, UNISDR. He says people should be put first.
Reducing social vulnerabilities remains a very important pillar of the DRR agenda. We therefore need to demonstrate an inclusive, people-centered approach which engages the whole of society.
Back at the Cateura rubbish dump, Pablina Brites and thousands of others continue to scavenge for material that can be sold, knowing that the cycle of flooding will continue to disrupt their lives. This is Daniel Dickinson in the Bañado Sur district in Asunción, Paraguay.